Wilson Miranda. I'm with the AIDS Institute of the New York State Department of Health, and my specific area of focus is perinatal HIV surveillance. Can you guys hear me? Thank you. So today I'm going to be discussing an integrated, cost-effective approach to eliminating mother-child transmission of HIV in New York State. I'll start with the definition. So as defined by Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are two parts to this definition. One is a transmission rate of less than 1% of exposed infants and less than one case per 100,000 live births. Both of these have to be satisfied in order to meet that definition, that goal. So New York State was able to meet that definition twice. Once in 2013, when only two infected infants were born out of 235,000 live births in the state, and again in 2015, when no infected infants were born out of 237,000 live births in the state. So meeting the goals of elimination is not a single event. In actuality, it's an ongoing annual prevention effort. So before I discuss how New York State was able to meet the goals of definition, I would like to provide you with a brief glimpse, a historical glimpse of the epidemic and the mother-child transmission problem in the state. So at the height of the epidemic, approximately 1,900 HIV-positive women were giving birth in New York State in 1990. At that time, the estimated transmission rate was about 25%, which translates to over 475 estimated infected infants being born in 1990. So New York State's response was systematic and data-driven. They started out in 1996 by enacting regulations that required prenatal HIV counseling and voluntary testing of all pregnant women. In the following year, 1997, the newborn screening law was expanded to include HIV testing in addition to the myriad genetic and metabolic conditions in newborns. In 1999, additional regulations were enacted whereby expedited testing had to be offered to any woman who showed up, was pregnant and showed up at the ER or the delivery room with unknown HIV status. So if her test turned out to be positive, she could be administered IV ZDV, and thereby the risk of transmission to her infant would be reduced greatly. And finally, in 2008, we noticed that a lot of these mothers were seroconverting, so the New York State Department of Health issued a health alert encouraging physicians and facilities to offer a second prenatal testing in the third trimester. So, in the next two slides, you will see the fruits of these efforts. So from 1997 to 2003, which is the orange or the yellow line, you will notice that the percentage of women who became aware of their HIV status before delivery increased from 64% to 95%, and has consistently stayed that at that level as of 2015. In addition, concurrently, you will notice that the number of women who remained on their ARV and inclusive of the exposed infants that they delivered, we were able to keep their coverage at 99%. This slide is our favorite slide that we like to show, and it proudly demonstrates the work that we've been able to do, bringing down that 25% estimated transmission rate all the way to zero. So, do we sit on our hands and rest on our laurels? Not at all. So, there's always great room for improvement, and so we took a look at our data going back from 2004 to 2014 to see where we could improve and measure progress. So this is this data, so bear with me here. I'm going to walk you through all of it. So to the left of the colored column, okay, let's focus on that first. So in that 11-year period from 2004 to 2011, there were about 2.6 million live births in the state, and about 5,951 of those were exposed, HIV-exposed births, 81 of which end up being infected. During that same time period, we noticed that there were 77 babies born to mothers who seroconverted. Now, between 2004 and 2008, there were about 38 seroconversions, babies born to seroconverters, and 39 between 2009 and 2014. Now, 57 of those were identified solely by the newborn screening program. That is 74% of that 77 those infants born. In addition, about 47% of those 57 babies were breastfed. Now, breastfeeding confers a 14 to 30% higher chance of transmission if neither the mother or the baby is on ARV. And finally, in the end, out of those 57, only 6 turned out to be infected. Now, in conclusion, missed opportunities to prevent HIV mother-child transmission occur due to either maternal seroconversions or barriers to ARV care. And through medical record review, we found psychosocial factors. It's on prenatal testing, but newborn screening is a great safety net. Now, we did research to see what these costs were. Most of the kids in New York State are covered by Medicaid. Between 1998 and 2013, we were able to prevent 898 cases, which led to about $325 million in cost savings. So this definitely works. Thank you very much.